Tough loss for the Brewers, who battled and nearly won it in the 10th, dramatically tied it in the 11th, but fall in the 12th. 7-4, the final. The Cardinals outlast Milwaukee. This ties for the longest game of the season for the Brewers. Only time they had played 12 innings previously was the first day out of the All-Star break in Minnesota. Welcome into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. There is a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly sports fans' paradise. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The big plays in this one late. Brewers had a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Runner at third and one out, but that runner was thrown out at the plate on a comebacker by Bryce Terang. So it went into an 11th after the Cardinals scored. Ryan Helsley was a strike away from ending a win when Willie Adames lined a double that was nearly caught by Michael Ciani in center, but it fell out of his glove when he made contact with the ground. And the Brewers tied it, but then it was Ciani in the 12th, getting a little retribution. The game-winning two-run hit ultimately off of Elvis Piguero. Talking about pitching, each team's bullpen was excellent after each team's starting pitcher allowed three runs. We saw a lot of zeros put up by the guys who came out of those pens. Brewers end up tonight with Aaron Civale getting the start and seven strikeouts. There were 13 total Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more. OrthoWisconsin.com. Well, it is bad news, but good news. The Brewers keep their lead of 10 games in the Central Division going into Wednesday because the Cubs lost at home again to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They got Paul Skeens tonight, and Paul Skeens was fantastic. 5-0 was the final score. A shutout after they had come from behind to win the game on Monday. It was all Pirates tonight in that 5-3 win. Paul Skeens, 5 innings of scoreless ball. And the final four covered by the Pittsburgh bullpen. Bad news, though, from Toronto. The Philadelphia Phillies with a remarkable comeback to go a game and a half in front of the Brewers for that two seed in the National League. The Phillies trailed 6-1 after the first inning north of the border, but they rally and win 10-9. Kyle Schwarber ended up with 3 home runs, including the game-winning home run in the 9th inning off of Chad Green. So the Phillies win again. That team has gotten red hot, winners of 8 of 10. And again, they pull a game and a half in front of the Brewers for the overall record in the National League. Final score again here in 12, it was the Cardinals 7 and the Brewers 4. We'll get you some more scores throughout Major League Baseball when we return on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
So 12 innings tonight, going back to Friday when there was a doubleheader in Cincinnati. The Brewers, over the last 5 days, have played 57 and a half innings of baseball. That's... Lane and I were discussing this off air. That's got to be close to some sort of record. Not sure if that's even researchable, but over the last 5 days, 57 and a half innings of baseball the Brewers have played, and they fall in 12, 7-4 to the Cardinals here tonight. Back on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, it's time for our home run distance recap. Brewers hit a couple of home runs in the third, and the longest came off the bat of who else? Jackson Churio. Estimated to travel 403 feet. The home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. The Brewers have now homered in 12 consecutive games, 23 total in that time. Well, it's going to be an uphill climb to catch the Los Angeles Dodgers for anybody. They've got the best record in Major League Baseball coming into this Tuesday. Have been playing great ball, winning a series in Arizona. Tonight, out in Anaheim, it's the return to Angel Stadium for Shohei Ohtani, and they are tied at two with the Angels. That game's in the top of the sixth inning. Coming into the day, the Brewers were two games behind L.A. for the one seed in the National League. Two and a half at the moment. The Dodgers and Angels tied at two. That game in the top of the sixth. So L.A. trying to climb three full games ahead of Milwaukee. In overall record, Shohei Ohtani has a triple and an RBI in that game, backing Walker Buehler. For every home run the Brewers hit, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. With the two tonight, and again, the 23 over the last week and a half, Brewers have now hit 156 long balls, and that means OAW has donated $15,600 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Difference here, three-run, 12th inning for the visiting Cardinals. They win it 7-4. We'll get you the highlight recap coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road. Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
For the third time in 5 days, Brewers played extra innings. They've fallen 12, though, matching their longest game of the year innings-wise, 7-4 against the Cardinals. This series is even at one win apiece. Welcome back to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. Truly a sports fan's paradise. Brewers will try to win another series against these Cardinals tomorrow, try to win 3 out of 4 series for the second straight year against their rivals, and they'll hope to just turn the page from this one. Coming up later, we'll get you a preview of the pitching matchup. The highlight recap, though, brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Aaron Civale gave up 2 runs in the first inning, 3 doubles, including an RBI double by Paul Goldschmidt, who would have a huge game. And before Steven Matz, the St. Louis starter, took to the mound, he was staked with a 2-0 lead. Matz, coming off the injured list, his first major league game since the end of April. He looked good early, but then it was Joey Ortiz greeting him, with the Brewers still looking for their first hit, leading off the bottom of the third. 2-1. Hit in the air deep in the left field. Nootbaar is going to go back onto the track. Nootbaar right in front of the wall looks up. It's gone. Joey Ortiz with a leadoff home run in the third. Just over the wall in left. And the Brewers have gotten on the board. It's a 2-1 game. His 10th of the year. Then after a ground out, it was Jackson Churio continuing to steal headlines after the grand slam yesterday. What did he have for an encore? Full boat on Churio. Payoff. Hit deep in the center field. Ciani backtracking. He's on the track in right center at the wall. She is gone and we are tied. Jackson Churio again. Second in as many days against the Cardinals. It's a 2-2 ball game. 19 home runs now for Churio. He has already recorded his 20th stolen base, so he needs one more home run to get a 2020 season as a 20-year-old. That's all the Brewers would get in the third, and Civale gave up the lead in the fourth. Paul Goldschmidt, told you he'd have a big game. He had a home run. Then he clobbered it really out to left to make it 3-2 St. Louis. That was the same inning in which Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager and bench coach Daniel Descalso, were ejected by home plate umpire Lance Barrett, arguing balls and strikes. It was the second time this season in this ballpark that both of those two got ejected in the same game. Happened on Mother's Day here, and it spurred the Cardinals into a comeback win that day. Wouldn't you know it, they did it again. Both Marmol and Descalso getting ejected again here in this ballpark, and they would win each of those games. I said it during the broadcast. I don't know if that was part of a strategy or not, but it actually kind of worked again. 3-2 Cardinals, that's where we stood in the fifth when Bryce Terang knocked Matz out of the game with a 2-out double. And the first batter, Ryan Fernandez, the reliever faced, was Jackson Churio yet again.
Fernandez working from the stretch, looks back at second and the pitch, lined into left. This is going to get down and roll all the way into the corner. Terang around third, he will score. Misplayed in the corner by Nootbaar. So Churio on his way to third, and he's in there standing up. Jackson Churio, the highlights continue.
2 more runs batted in, 3-3 game, and wouldn't you know it, the bullpens would be so good. That's where we stood going into extra innings. Aaron Ashby for 2 for the Brewers. Trevor McGill an inning in the 8th. Devin Williams the 9th. But Fernandez, Jojo Romero, Andrew Kittredge, Matthew Liberatore were putting up zeros for the Cardinals. In the 10th inning, Yoel Piamps got around the automatic runner, stranding men on the corners. Looked like the Brewers could win the game in the bottom of the 10th. They got Sal Frelick, the automatic runner, to third with one out, but Bryce Terang couldn't get him home. Comebacker to the pitcher. That was Liberatore at the time. He threw home, and Sal was tagged out. Brewers did not score in that 10th inning. In the 11th, Paul Goldschmidt got his third RBI hit, this one coming off of Jared Koenig, and that made it a 4-3 Cardinals lead. First run in this game since the 5th. Then Ryan Helsley, the flame-throwing closer, came in to try to nail it down, and he was on point. Struck out the first two batters, William Contreras and the pinch hitter, Garrett Mitchell. Then Willie Adames, with the game in the balance, fell behind a couple of strikes. Helsley tried to end the game right here, but Willie had other ideas. Helsley hoping to strike out the middle of the order in order. 0-2 pitch. Flied into center field. Ciani coming on, goes into a dive. Ciani can't hold on. It was in his glove. It came out as he hit the grass. The tying run scores, and Willie makes it to second base. Unbelievable. It's Willie Adames. He delivers time and again. And it's a double that just hit out of the center fielder's glove to tie the score at 4. With two out in the bottom of the 11th inning. Gave Willie Adames now a 12-game hitting streak. It was reviewed. Ciani did have that ball in his mitt for a good second or so, but as he hit that grass and kind of rolled over his wrist, that's when the ball came free. And New York confirmed the call, no catch. Sal Frelick then struck out. So we went to a 12th inning for just the second time all season. And that's when Elvis Peguero, recalled from AAA today, came in and gave up 3 runs. Started with a walk. That was really a big part of it. Yvonne Herrera, the catcher, walked. And then after a wild pitch, Michael Ciani got retribution for not holding onto the ball. The 2-run single helped start the winning rally. Burleson, Alec Burleson, later a sac fly. And Helsley nailed it down in the bottom of the 12th. A 7-4 St. Louis win. So that will make it a 1-1 series going into a rubber match tomorrow. We'll get you the preview of the pitching matchup for tomorrow night. The final game of the year between the Brewers and the Cardinals coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers fall in 12 innings. Again, they have played 57 and a half innings of baseball over the last 5 days. That started with that doubleheader in Cincinnati on Friday. try to win a series again against the Cardinals, though, coming up tomorrow night. We wrap up our Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show with a look down on the farm. It's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name-brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Take a look at what's happening with the AAA Nashville Sounds. 13 runs tonight against the Braves AAA club in Gwinnett. Big win. 13-4 ends up being the final score. A lot of offense, of course, led by four RBIs from Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder Carlos Rodriguez. The game that Chad Patrick started. What a year he's had for AAA. The Abraham Toro return. He didn't get the win. They had to go into the bullpen to do that, but a 13-run night for Nashville and a 13-4 win. There were three RBIs from Chris Roller, who had a couple of home runs in that contest. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow. The on-deck show built by Menards gets underway at 6:05 and first pitch 6:40 here at American Family Field. If the Brewers win, they take three of the four series from the Cardinals this season, as they did last year. They got to deal with the Cardinals ace, though, Sonny Gray. Colin Ray gets the ball for the Brewers. Gray has not pitched well on the road this year. The Brewers hit him around in a game here in Milwaukee in early May. They'll try to do so again tomorrow night. And back, Colin Ray, Code Red. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for my partner Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. After 12 innings, 3 hours and 13 minutes of baseball, the Cardinals win it 7-4 with a 3-run 12th. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network from American Family Field. So long, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue. take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Vollman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
My love, boy.
sugar and spice.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Just the Robinson's affair. good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.